Welcome, everybody, on a Tuesday. Trash Talk with Tony Roski is underway with yours truly. It's great to have you in here on the show this week. Joining me today, I've got Eli Bashy, Jay Horn, Grant Richard, and Tyler Sawa all with me. Gentlemen, hello. Thanks for stopping by. Before we get the show started, I do quickly want to thank the sponsor of this week's episode. This week's episode of Trash Talk is sponsored by Michigan-based Roast Number Coffee. Visit the website roastnumber.com, and if you do make an order, maybe for their Nitro Cold Brew or their whole bean ground coffee, both really, really good, if I must say so myself. Be sure to use my coupon code TONYD to save yourself 20% off. Capital T, capital D, no spaces. Thank you very much, Roast Number. All right, gentlemen, let's get the show rolling this week, and let's begin, as always, with the introductions. Let's start with Eli. Hi, Eli. You weren't here last week, so it's been a minute since we've last chatted on the pod. How are you? How's everything going? How's school and work going for you?
It's going good. I got a lot of work this week.
Oh, no.
A lot of homework, but I'm getting through it. I'm slowly getting through it. It's going to be a long week.
It's going to be a long week, but you know what's at the end of this week, though? You ready for Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm nervous. I am nervous.
Have you gotten work off next Monday?
I won't be off, but I will be not going in at 6 a.m.
Probably a good thing. Yeah, it's going to be a stressful Sunday for you. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. For the first time ever, we have legitimate rooting interest in the Super Bowl. And I have no idea how to feel about that.
Who's we, Tony?
Talking to you, Rams fan, Tony? Oh, jeez. Yeah, here we go. The Detroit Rams. Yeah. Let me buy you one of those sweatshirts I was seeing around
the
on
Detroit
Twitter.
Detroit Rams.
All right. Thank you, Eli. Good to have you back on the show. Let's move over to Tyler Sawa now. Hi, Tyler. How's everything going? And also, are you ready for Super Bowl Sunday, too?
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely ready for Super Bowl Sunday. It was weird, man. Like, last Sunday was just, like, the Pro Bowl, and the Pro Bowl stinks, and, like, there was just, like, I don't know. It felt weird with no NFL Sunday.
What do you mean the Pro Bowl stinks? You telling me you didn't watch the mighty Pro Bowl?
I did not, honestly. Didn't even spend a minute on it.
Did anyone in here watch the Pro Bowl? Grant? Grant was bad on the Pro Bowl.
I watched highlights on it.
I almost bet on the Pro Bowl, but we did. No, I didn't.
I watched Burke Buzzin's lowlights.
Oh.
I saw Hunter Renfrow score a touchdown, though, so that was sweet.
That was a nice catch. Sweet baby. I saw that, man. That was a nice catch. I think it was thrown by Mac Jones, too.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Mac Jones is my guy now. I like that guy.
He did the gritty. I saw that.
He did the gritty. That was nice.
I saw him waddle onto the field, too.
Maybe Mike was onto something. What did you just say?
Who, me?
No, he's talking about Eli. But
No. You're done. Mute your mic. No, you're done. I'm talking to Tyler. I'm talking to Tyler. Uncalled for. Not needed. Okay, Tyler, back to you.
The Pro Bowl stinks. It felt weird without NFL Sunday. And, like, I'm obviously excited for the Super Bowl, but, like, I'm, like, sad that, like, the NFL season's ending and there's no even plain view of baseball right now. So it's hard to get excited right now for, you know, the off season.
I was literally just about to bring that up. You know, usually this time of the year is always kind of sad but exciting. It's sad because, you know, the football season is obviously about to end. But it's also exciting because it's a Super Bowl. And baseball season's right around the corner. Usually spring training starts right after the Super Bowl. And usually I get right into that baseball mode right after the NFL season ends and after the Super Bowl. But, you know, Tyler, we don't have to do it today. I don't want to do it today. But maybe within the next week or two, I think we're going to have a conversation about whether or not opening day is going to start on time.
I think a big spoiler right now before we do it. It's not.
Oh, if Tyler's admitting it. Oh no.
I mean, it's happening. Like, I've settled with the fact. But
right when the Tigers were about to be nice too. Oh.
Well, I don't
know. I don't want to end off your intro on a bad note. Talk about something positive.
Well, Stafford's going to Super Bowl on Sunday, so that's going to be great. So. super optimistic, and I know we're going to get into our preview, but
yeah,
I got a good feeling about the Rams this week. I got a good feeling about the Rams.
I'm glad that you ended your intro on a positive note, because that baseball talk even got me a little down. All right, let's move on to Jay Horn and Grant Richards. We are going to combine them, probably going forward, as long as they're on the show together. But Jay, first of all, I do want to ask you this. First of all, welcome back. How are you? But then also, you weren't here last week, and yeah, we got to talk about your boy retiring. So give me your thoughts on Tom Brady retiring too.
Before I do that, I watched a Tuck Rule special.
You hear that, Grant?
I watched it. I was locked in. Those are my guys. I love Charles Woodson. I was locked in. Shout out to my mom. Anyway.
Yes.
Next. Yes. Shout out to my mom. But I'm happy, but I'm not, because I knew that he didn't want a retirement tour, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So it being Matthew Stafford was like, you know, bittersweet, but I'm fine with that. If it was like Mahomes or someone, I would have been pissed. But it's cool. He'll be fine with whatever he's doing now. I just got to find a new team.
I was just about to ask you that. Are you going to be okay? You need to find a new team to cheer for. And I don't know if you remember this, but right when Brady announced his retirement, you told us that you had a new team in mind. But I wanted you to announce it on the pod. So would you like to announce that new team?
I have two new teams, actually. The first one is not the LA Rams, the Detroit Rams.
Well, now he's a Lions fan. Great. Thank you.
I was always a Lions fan, man.
I know.
You know, back in the...
But now that Brady's gone, now you're okay admitting it.
Yeah, go Lions. Yeah. Go Rams for Matt Stafford, QB9. You know, mainly that's the only thing. I love that team. That team's nice. But my other team, though, Cincinnati Bengals. May, you know, turn some heads. But
Joey Burr,
the prophecy is getting fulfilled every year with this guy. So that's going to be a good game Sunday. Don't ask why I want to win, but it's going to be a good game.
Oh, no, we'll talk about it later in the show. I will ask you.
Isn't it convenient that both teams are in the Super Bowl and now they're Jay's team?
It really is convenient, you know?
Oh, yeah, very convenient.
I don't know who else to root for, Tyler. I truly don't. I don't like anybody else in the NFL enough.
Go Lions.
Yeah, they're never make it, so I'm stuck with those two teams now. Wow. Sorry.
Okay. Well, Jay, good to have you back, though. Nice to hear that you're finally rooting for the Lions. I'm joking. He was always rooting for the Lions. But, no, it's good to have you back today. And it's good to hear that you're happy after Brady's retirement.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, now you can be – you don't have to be upset about Brady retiring. Now you can be upset that you're a Lions fan.
Okay. Enough Lions shaming here. All right, let's move into the final part of the introductions here, and that's why we are combining Jay and Grant together. Tyler.
Boys, how was your sports betting this weekend?
Hey.
Long story short. Had a good weekend, you know, very, very great weekend. Shout out to the Kings, you know, great weekend.
UCLA.
Grant and Tony saw what happened there. But that next morning, something happened, and I snapped, and I was just winning everything. That UCLA loss put me in a dark place. And shout out to Ayo Dosunmu from the Bulls.
Yes.
I like that guy.
Me
you
too.
Know, former Big 10, you know, I like that guy. But I had a good weekend.
He's won me a lot of money. Shout out to him. Grant, what about you?
First, I just wanted to say, back in California, UCLA stands for You Clowns Lose Again. But that being said, we locked
Wait, well, then why did you let Jay bet on them on Saturday night?
Oh, I told him to take Arizona.
That is true. Now that I think about it, that is true. Parlay Jay, why didn't you listen to Grant?
Man, I was on a hot streak that night. I blacked out. And the guy on ASU, his last name is the same as mine. So I should have just went with my cousin, whoever that guy is.
Continue, Grant.
Anyway, locked in the eight straight winning week. We've been some razor thin margins, but we're still winning. We're still betting every day, except sometimes not Sundays because there's no football. So that's the way she goes. Severely missed the NHL, but did hit a pretty nice college basketball parlay to save me from my previously failed NBA bets. Also, I did watch the Tuck Rule documentary, and my mind never changed. That was a fumble. It's a fumble, and it will always be a fumble.
Jay, was it a fumble?
That's a yes.
I don't know, Jim.
100% that was a fumble, and you can't tell me otherwise. If that fumble happens, my guy is probably never going to be great. I'm just saying, a Charles Woodson would probably be like on Deion Sanders level, if not in that category.
Wait, who's your guy again?
Thomas Patrick Edward Brady Jr., that guy.
Hey, Eli, who beat Tom Brady in his final game?
John Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
Bang! I had to get that in there. I had to get that in there.
I'm betting on the Bengals Sunday. That's all.
All right, Grant, what else did you want to say?
Well, just positivity tracker.
Stay positive.
To the Raiders. We lost a red flag after the Raiders went out and signed the Giants' old DC. Of course, bad with names, forgetting the first name. But,
Patrick Graham.
Patrick Graham. I knew it was Graham. That excites me because, I mean, the Giants have been mid to below mid. But their defense is the only thing kind of keeping them alive. Daniel Jones is not good. So that gave me some excitement. He also told Max Crosby not to worry if they're running 3-4 or 4-3. So maybe expecting a hybrid. But red flag count is down to 4. And like I said, we're monitoring how quickly we get to 10. So if we get to 10 before April, we're going to have some problems.
Speaking of Max Crosby, sorry to interrupt you. Max Crosby, I know no one cares about the Pro Bowl, but didn't he win the defensive MVP for the Pro Bowl?
He did. He almost had a pick six. So
there you go.
Look out. Meaningless trophies. Let's get them.
Hey, I care about the Pro Bowl.
No, you don't. Oh.
You guys see Mac Jones at the Pro Bowl?
Okay. Enough. Right.
With that being said, Tony, how was your sports betting week?
You know, it's bizarre. Monday through Friday was awful. The NHL was in their All-Star break, and the NHL is always my go-to betting sport. So without any hockey, I had to go towards the NBA. And the NBA bets were not hitting on Monday through Friday. But then Saturday and Sunday, things completely flipped for me. And it went from a down bad week to a up humongous week. I won a lot of money this weekend. That's all I'm going to say. Parlay Jay, Parlay Tony.
Whoa!
10 straight winning weeks. Let's make it 11 for me. Let's make it 9 for Grant. And Jay, he's part of the sports betting conversation too. Let's keep on winning money, Parlay Jay, huh?
Every day.
What do you always say about hitting a parlay?
A win a day makes room for another parlay. Ooh. which also means I need to contact the hotline, but that's okay.
At least he admitted it.
Yeah, you know what? It's progress.
that's the first step, admitting it.
Nothing will ever be as bad as when Grant asked if he can bet on Little League Baseball. That was
Do you want to hear what Jay was betting on this weekend?
What, like the CBA?
Hey, shout out to the Seahorses, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what – I can't say the first name of the team because I would get it wrong. We don't need that. But the Korean Basketball League, like, it's
no,
legit.
Not Korea.
Dude, I mean, Eli, haven't you been getting texts from Jay like at 3:30 in the morning just hitting parlays?
I'm sleeping.
The CBA, the Japanese league, like, come on now. The robots, the Seahorses.
This dude betting on the Guangdong Tigers to go over
the
in their
Southern
game.
Tigers, you're darn right.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to the Canadian women's hockey team.
Oh, no.
And that team is sweet, though. I saw that 11-goal performance.
spread -6, -7.5. Let's go.
Not normal for hockey. That's insane.
7.5 in hockey?
Yes. They scored 11.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, enough sports betting talk. Let's actually get into the program this week. So, gentlemen, good to have you in here all on the show this week. Let's get rolling. So, one topic and one topic only today. Everyone knows what we're talking about. It's Super Bowl week, boys. So, let's go ahead and talk about the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Joe Burrow. Joe Burr. You hear that, Jay? Joe Burr. The Bengals.
Joe Shiesty.
Ooh, there we go. Rams-Bengals on Sunday. I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait for that game. As I said earlier, for the first time ever, I have some rooting interest in this game. Not because I'm a Rams fan. I'm not. It's because of Stafford, obviously. But I just wanted to get that out there really quickly. But yeah, I'm really, really excited for this game. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So here's how I want to start today's Super Bowl conversation. I want to begin with Eli. And Eli, this is because you weren't here last week to join in our conversation about Stafford getting to this game. So to start off our Super Bowl talk on this Super Bowl week, Eli, give me your reaction and your overall thoughts on Matthew Stafford being able to play in this game on Sunday.
I knew, I had no doubt in my mind.
Oh, baloney.
I had so much doubt, Tony. I had so much doubt. I thought he was cursed. I thought he brought the Lions curse with him. I just thought everything was going to go wrong.
You could take Matthew out of Detroit, but you can't take the Detroit out of Matthew.
Yeah, I just thought, I was just waiting for him to throw. I mean, he almost did throw that pick, that pick.
It probably should have been a pick. It should have.
Like,
okay.
I was just waiting for that to happen. But, like, I don't know, for some reason, the universe said, not this time, Matthew, and made the DV drop it. But I was so happy. I was screaming. I dropped a lamp in my living room by accident. I was running around. My parents yelled at me. I didn't care, man. I was on such a high because of Matthew Stafford. I couldn't believe it. I'm so happy. I'm still so happy. If he wins the Super Bowl, I might not be okay. I might not be okay. But I was so proud of him, man. It's just, I watched him for so long. So many losses that weren't his fault. To see him win, and to see him win mostly because of him. I mean, yeah, he's got like a really good team around him, but like they've had like a lot of games where they don't win with like anyone else. They've had a lot of games that they lose without an elite quarterback, which is the reason they traded for him in the first place. So I'm really glad that he's showing what he can do. And I think he's the odds-on favorite for Super Bowl MVP. Correct me if
I'm
wrong.
He is the betting favorite, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's, I mean, what more can you ask for? Your first year in a new franchise, what more can you ask for? The job's not done yet. You have a home Super Bowl game. I mean, it's literally like, it could not have been more perfect. Just finish the job, man.
Let me ask you this. This isn't a shot at our current quarterback, Jared Goff. But are the Rams in the Super Bowl if Jared Goff is their quarterback?
The Rams lose. Who is their second game against?
Tampa Bay.
They lose to Tampa Bay with Jared Goff. Jared Goff does not win that game.
I think that's what me and Tyler agreed on last week. Right, Tyler?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with all the adversity that game went through, especially on offense with 4 fumbles, it's like, and no run game being able to get going in that game, I think there's no way you don't win that game if you don't have a top-tier quarterback like Matthew Stafford. So, and he obviously made the big throw at the end of the game, too, to Cooper Kupp. I mean, Jared in a blitz is probably getting sacked and potentially a fumble, or you're just going into overtime at that point. Brady was hot.
You're not putting up the amount of points you put up if you have Jared. I think during that game, I forget what the Rams had at halftime, like 14-17 or something. Tyler was like, they would have like 3.
Yeah.
If it was Jared Goff.
I think it was like 3 or 6 I gave him. If it was
Yeah,
Jared, Jared,
they would have 3 points if it was Jared Goff. And that was like so accurate because there was so many throws that Matthew can make and so many situations that Matthew can handle that Jared Goff just can't handle. I mean, Jared Goff is, he's just like a mediocre QB. He's not the best. He's not the worst. But, you know, he made it to the Super Bowl. And so did Matthew Stafford. But, man, I think Matthew Stafford really elevates their ceiling.
Again, they wouldn't be where they are right now without Matthew Stafford. And this is what we kind of talked about last week. I don't want to have this whole conversation again, but I'll just kind of go over it again really quickly. You know, the thing we mentioned last week was what Eli just said, how Matthew Stafford is one of the big reasons why the Rams have won these playoff games. Like the Bucs game, that was Stafford. The NFC Championship against the 49ers. You got to give the Rams defense a lot of credit too, but Stafford also led a 10-point fourth quarter comeback. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter in that game, and Stafford was a big reason why they came back to win that game. So yeah, it's nice to see Matthew being the reason why they are winning these games for sure. And again, we talked about it last week. We don't need to go into it again. But from there, I want to move on to Jay now. And Jay, again, similar to Eli, because you weren't here last week, I want to hear your whole thoughts going into this game. And not only for Matthew Stafford, but also for now, your Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, I like the term LSU Bengals. You know, I don't like Cincinnati. That's in Ohio, what a state. Let me see. I'll start off with Matthew Stafford. I think that a lot of people, you know, undermine what he's done, like in Detroit, because like our market is so trash, unfortunately. But if you took him and put him anywhere else for those 12 years, he'd be like the quarterback. And then when he got the chance to do it this year, it was like, you know, piece of cake for him. Cooper Kupp is a great receiver, but if you notice, Cooper Kupp was terrible with Jared Goff, even though he got hurt. But I think him and Matthew Stafford are good. I think it's more pressure on Matthew Stafford, though, to win this game than it is for Joe Burrow, obviously. You think that, or maybe he's out of reach?
Tyler, I'll get you in here on this, too. I agree with Jay. I think there's more pressure on Stafford because Burrow's so young. It's only his second year, which that's one of the reasons why this is so impressive for him to be in this situation. It's only his second year, and he had a major injury last year. And the Bengals have a below-average offensive line. But I think for sure more pressure is on Stafford right now to win this game. And Sean McVay, too. You want to talk about someone who's really got to win this game? I think McVay has to win it more than Stafford.
100%. 100% with that one, too.
The Rams just in general, Les Snead is, you know, he went all, you know, aggressive to form this team. Doesn't have a first round pick. Hasn't had a first round pick since 2016. Their last first round pick was Jared Goff, and their next first round pick, as of right now, if they don't trade it, is in 2024. So if this doesn't result into a Super Bowl either this year or next year, I mean, that's going to be really bad because that's when it gets really tough with the cap and. You're going to have to probably go through a rebuild after the 23 season. So you have a two-year window right now, including this year, where you really have to get it done. And you're at the game right now. So if you lose this game, I don't know if you get back there. So you really have to win this
game.
Never
guaranteed.
No, 100. I agree with that last take too, Ty. Like, it's the perfect scenario for them to win. Home field advantage. They've had it the whole playoffs almost or whatever. Except for, I think, the Bucks game.
Yeah.
The Bucks game. And it's like this team is set up to win. It's like win or bust. Because if they lose, Odell Beckham's not for sure going to stay. You know, you can bet on it. But it's a lot of people that may not stay. And Sean McVay almost blew it in the Niners game, you know, with those challenges and whatnot. But I think it's win or bust for Stafford this year. Because next year, not saying they can't make it back. But like Tyler said, it won't be that easy. Like San Francisco is just up there, and we don't know about Green Bay and whatnot, but it's just a lot of things that may not happen next year for him. So I think they need to win like now.
And this Bengals team, like, honestly, I don't think there's really much pressure. Like, yeah, they're in the Super Bowl, there's that pressure automatically, but like this is a team that's not really even supposed to be here right now. They're like 2 years early right now into the Super Bowl, which like I don't think anybody could really projected this. So for the Bengals, it's kind of like just like we don't really have much expectations. Like, I know that's not their mindset, but like I feel like that's how people are kind of looking at it from the outside. People like me, Like, if they lose this game, it's still a super successful season for the Cincinnati Bengals, no matter what happens in this game.
Oh,
even
absolutely.
If they get killed. Even
for
if they
Cincy,
get killed.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, for the Rams, yeah. if they lose in the Super Bowl, I don't think Rams fans are like, oh, I mean, that was cool, but, like, you need to win this game. Like, you absolutely need to win this game. If Cincinnati fans lose this game, it sucks, it'll hurt, but, like, you made it to the Super Bowl with, like, a team that had zero expectations to, to maybe even make the playoffs. So, for all they accomplished, like, the way more pressure on the Rams, for sure.
I tell you what, though, and I this is the – I don't want to jinx it because I'm rooting for both teams, but I think the Rams need to not – loosen up, because they loosen up on Joe Burrow, not saying he's going to come out there and go, you know, 5 touchdowns, 400 yards, which is not that far-fetched for him. That Bengals team is young. They want the drive is crazy. They have like 4 or 5 receivers that could be like, you know, 1 and 2s on other teams. The O-line sucks, but if the Rams don't come in there like locked in, it's a chance the Bengals can like get out there early on them. Maybe, I don't know if that's reaching, but I'm telling you, like, that team is nice.
No, the Bengals are here for a reason. Like, the Bengals are here for a reason.
And I don't think Joe Burrow's scared of pressure. Like,
Absolutely not. I mean, for as much credit as you have to give Joe Burrow, people aren't talking enough about that Cincinnati defense. Like, that defense is good.
Defense is nasty, man.
That defense is good. And I think I saw a stat that they're allowing, I think it's under 20 points per game in these playoffs. I think that's what the number is.
No, they're a really good defense, and Trey Hendricks is having a hell of a year. They got him from the Saints, and hey, I've said this, you know, in some of the game like San Francisco, like, if you're going to give Stafford trouble, it's going to have to come from your front four, and that's what Cincinnati does have. If they could generate pressure with just their front four and not blitzing, that's when Stafford, you know, makes his mistakes, and that's when he throws an interception, and he can make a costly error. You know, just don't get out there, you know, like, I wouldn't be shocked. So, for my betting fans, I'm taking the under in this game if you had to bet on this, because I think it could be, you know, a very defensive game with both defensive lines going at it.
Yeah. All right, so with that, Tyler, give me a little bit of a breakdown for this game then. What do you think the Rams and the Bengals need to do to win this game?
For the Rams, it's, you know, it's as simple as this: protect Matthew Stafford, give him time in the pocket, and, you know, try to let Stafford cook. If you can get the run game going, which I'm not counting on it. Stafford's allergic to a run game. He can't ever get a run game in his career. That's something that he's actually cursed. Matthew Stafford will never have a run game in his career. But
look what you did, Eli.
He's cursed, man. He's cursed. Sean McVay's gonna try to keep getting the run game going in like the third quarter, and it's gonna go for negative yards, and he's gonna keep going to it, and we're all gonna get mad at Sean McVay.
See that?
I just
that,
wait.
Now that's something legitimately Stafford's cursed. He can never ever run game in his career. But I think this is a matchup though where you kind of got to let Stafford cook. Even though they have a good front, the Rams' offensive line has been playing really, really well when they've played some good fronts in these playoffs. You played San Francisco, they did a good job with them. Played Tampa Bay, they did a really good job with them. So I kind of look at this week the same thing, you know, just protect Stafford, let him cook, and, you know, you're going to have to win the game with his arm. And then as far as defensively, I think this could be a tough game for Cincinnati, because Tennessee was one of those games where Joe Burrow got sacked, I think, 9 times in that game. And you know, you guys thought that Tennessee Titans D-line was good. That L.A. Rams D-line is probably the best D-line they've seen all throughout the playoffs. So I'm kind of scared for Burrow to see what he could do, because I think there's not going to be much time in the pocket. And if the Rams are stopping that run game and they're getting pressure on Burrow, I mean, I don't know how much offense success they're going to get in this game. I really think this is leaning more towards the Rams, just with how both teams match up, with the Cincinnati Bengals having a very below average offensive line, and the Rams defensive line, all those guys, you know, Donald, Greg Gaines, Leonard Floyd, I'm missing some guys.
Von Miller,
that's the main one I was missing. Yeah, they are all playing super, super at a high level right now. So I think it could be a really tough game and a tough assignment for that Bengals offensive line.
There's a few things I want to say here, and then whoever wants to jump in, they can. First of all, I'll say this. Regarding Super Bowl MVP, you just mentioned Aaron Donald, Tyler, and how he could possibly have a big game because of that Bengals offensive line. If there is someone I was going to bet on to win Super Bowl MVP, it's not Stafford. It's not Burrow. It's not Kupp. It's Aaron Donald. I think he might have a monster game on Sunday because of that Bengals offensive line. And I'm a little worried for Joe Burrow if that's the case, because Aaron Donald is the best football player on the planet, but Yeah, I can see Aaron Donald having a monster game on Sunday. So I'll say that. Then I'll also say this. For the Bengals, it really, I think, comes down to their defense. We talked about their defense a few minutes ago, and I want to bring them back up again. I think it comes down to the defense because Joe Burrow, even if Aaron Donald and Von Miller and that Rams defense plays well, like Joe Burrow, he's called Joe Burr for a reason. Like, he'll be able to handle that pressure. There you go. He'll be able to handle that adversity, I think. Like, he's handled a lot throughout these playoffs already. So I'm not really too worried about him if he does face that kind of pressure. I mean, he got sacked, what was it, 9 times against Tennessee, and they still won that game. So I'm not really worried about Joe Burrow in this game on Sunday, even if the Rams defense does what we think they might do and get a lot of pressure to him.
Not to discredit Burrow and the Bengals, but, like, even in that game, they didn't really get much going offensively. Like, it really came down to Ryan Tannehill, I think, really letting that game go away from him, throwing 3 really costly interceptions. I just don't see Stafford making those same mistakes as Tannehill.
Well, that was the point that I was going to bring up. If the Bengals want to win this game, it's going to be their defense making those kinds of plays like they did, as you just brought up, against Tennessee. Now, will Stafford make those mistakes? Eli will say yes. But me, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But I think that's kind of the biggest key here for a possible Bengals victory is the defense stepping up and making those plays. Because I'm not worried about Joe Burrow. I think he'll be able to make plays regardless. It's just, can that defense stop Stafford? That's what I think this game ultimately comes down to.
It's going to be interesting because Burrow, like, he's been really good in this playoffs. But that Tennessee game, like, he did enough to win the game, obviously. But, like, I just think Tennessee kept bringing him back in the game. I really think if they had a better quarterback and just Tannehill was making better decisions that game, I really do think Tennessee wins that game. And I just don't see Stafford making those same mistakes like Tennessee did. So that's why I have the edge on the Rams in this game. I think Stafford's going to play the game smart. He's going to take what's given to him. I don't think he's going to press in this game, even if the front four is getting to him. I think McVay's just too smart of a coach to let that kind of happen. And that's not to discredit Mike Vrabel. It's not to discredit Mike Vrabel. But I think they're just going to neutralize what's being given. And, you know, if the front four is, you know, there, I think they'll go to what they did in the San Francisco game. Get the quick passes going, let Cooper Kupp work, you know, get OBJ going involved. I don't know. I think it's too much for the Bengals with this LA team.
I got a question. If Tennessee has Stafford instead of Tannehill, do they beat the Bengals?
I think absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They go on a run for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That he has a run game and receivers, kind of, sort of.
If he has that run game, jeez. If he has that run game specifically with Derrick Henry, and even Derrick Henry was hurt, they were still getting a lot of production from their other guys. So, yeah.
What are the odds for this game?
What's the line?
Like, yeah, what's the line?
It's Rams -4.5 right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so okay. Let's just get right into it then. Let's just waste no more time. Let's get right into it. I mean, who's our picks for this game? Let's start with Tyler, even though he kind of already gave his.
I'm definitely taking the Rams, and I'm taking the points for sure. I think they cover. I would honestly, if you want to win big money, I would even put a bigger spread on it. I think they could win.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I think they could win 10 plus in this game, and I hate to sleep on this. I hate to sleep on the Cincinnati Bengals, but like I think this could be an ugly
Don't you
game,
do
honestly.
It?
I think it'd be an ugly game.
No.
Don't you sleep on those Bengals. How many times you got to teach you?
Dude, do you remember last year the Chiefs and Bucks game? Like, Mahomes is just running for his life all day.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want to see Joe Burrow running for his life.
Dude, I just think I think that's going to happen this week. I think it's going to be too much.
I hate that you're right, though. I could see it.
He's going to be running in the backfield all day trying to make throws.
Oh, no.
Dude is going to have Aaron Donald and Von Miller coming for him every single play. That's not good.
Chances make champions, you know.
Chances right. make champions, yes.
Chances make champions. But I agree with Tyler. I think he's going to be flustered. They're gonna get him a few times.
Well, wait, Jay, do you agree or disagree with my opinion of Joe can still step up and make plays even if he's dealing with that much pressure?
Oh, 100%. We're like his biggest fans. I'm gonna be biased now. Like, the dude.
Well, that is your team.
the LSU Bengals are. But I think even if he does get, you know, pushed off the pocket and whatnot, he can make plays. He has playmaking receivers. Like, that Jamar Chase and Ramsey matchup is going to be, like, great.
Oh, that's going to be feeder. That's going to be really entertaining.
You know, you got Tyler Boyd. I hope, what's CJ Uzomah?
Uzomah,
I hope he plays and stuff like that. But
Uzomah,
yeah. I think that'd be cool. But I'm picking the Bengals, dude.
Ooh!
I think I'm going to place money line on the Rams, obviously. But I'm going to bet the spread on the Bengals. And I'm going to do that because I don't know if you guys remember when Peyton Manning played the Seahawks the first time or whatever. And, you know, that stacked team in Denver with Von Miller and DeMarcus and all those guys, they lost 43-8. Not saying Stafford loses by that much if he does lose, but...
Oh, jeez, if they lost by a score like that, I wouldn't be able to talk.
I'm 50-50 with it, but I'm going to bet on both teams. It's going to be a win-win. Whoever wins,
well, Parlay J is going to bet on everything.
Yeah, touchdowns, all that. I'm going to Marcy that night, so we'll see. But 10-plus tie, that's a reach, man.
That's big money, man. Flex the spread and win some big money, dude. I think they go in by two touchdowns in this game.
And I, for sure, I'm going to bet that, too, because you said it, because you haven't been wrong yet.
Oh, no.
Just about, so. Hey, I'll tell that one.
All right, so wait, Jay, who are you going with?
Me, personally, the Rams. Parlay Jay, both.
Jay's going to have to win a bet some way for him. Doesn't matter if he loses money. He just has to see the win.
Either I'm going to break even or I'm going to get up, you know, somehow. So I'll be satisfied either way. But if the Bengals win, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Twitter and that one guy who hates Joe Burrow and the Lions. Yeah, you. Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler, really quickly, what are you going to do if the Bengals win this game?
I would be shocked. Like, I'll be stunned if the Bengals win this game. I honestly, like, I don't want to say I'll be stunned if it's close, but, like, I'll be stunned if it comes down to, like, a last-minute drive or – I don't know, man. I feel like I like the Bengals. They're a cool team. It's a great story, but – I don't know. I'd be very shocked if the Cincinnati Bengals win this game. Very shocked.
Eli, give me your pick for this game.
Man. I was originally going to come on here and say the Bengals were going to win, but Tyler made a lot of good points, and I can just picture Joe Burrow running for his life from Aaron Donald. I think I'm going to go Rams by, like, maybe 10.
Oh, no. Another big Rams by 10, pick? Man.
I think Rams by 10, honestly.
All right, so now the Bengals the Bengals are going to win because Eli is actually picking
the
Rams.
I was going to reverse jinx it and say the Bengals are going to win.
Yep.
And now I messed up.
Oh, you messed up.
Strike it from the tape.
Oh, now the Bengals are going to win this game.
The Bengals are going to win. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed the Bengals are going to win this game. What? Record this. It is guaranteed the Bengals
are
going
to
win this game.
It's going on the pod.
Oh, it's going on the pod. You listen to this back next Monday. The Bengals are going to win this game, but Rams by 10, if that makes sense.
What?
Rams, I'm saying Rams by 10, but by me saying that, the Bengals are going to win the game. And their kicker is going to become a legend. The greatest. He's going to be the best kicker in NFL.
He's going to? He already is.
No, he's
going
to be
Shooter.
The best kicker. He's going to kick the game-winning field goal, and he's going to be the best kicker in NFL history.
He's not even top two in the AFC.
Dirty Dan.
It's Tucker and Carlson, boys.
Dirty Dan. What about Rodrigo Blankenship?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Grant, you got the final word here.
All right, so a couple quick points. What we've been harping on this entire postseason has been Stafford's kryptonite is if you can get home with four, and the Bengals very much can get home with four. That being said, the interceptions thrown by Ryan Tannehill in the Titans game were just disgusting, disgusting throws, and it still came down to a field goal. I don't have a ton of faith that either team here is going to absolutely run away and win by double digits. I mean, if you look at these last 2 weeks of playoffs, they've all been like last second decisions. Mm-hmm. So that being said, it's over 4.5 is over a football number, so it's over 3. So I'm taking Bengals and the points. I'm taking the points. I'm not taking the Bengals. I think the Rams come out and win this. I don't think Joe Burrow is dancing around in the pocket or running around in the pocket as much as everyone says he is. Because if you've seen since that Tennessee game, they've really kind of adjusted as little of an, like, as few of experiences as you can judge that on. They've really adjusted to quicker passes, kind of shorter routes, and they've been able to move the ball quite well. So I don't think the pass rush is as big of a factor. I mean, should it come down to them needing a big play, then they're not going to – I put the odds against them, if that makes sense. But I'm taking Bengals plus 4.5, but Rams money line.
So everyone in here is taking Rams. Grant took the Rams. Eli took the Rams, even though the Bengals are going to win. Tyler's taking Rams. Jay's taking Rams. You know what happens if everyone takes the Rams? Am I going to be the one to break up this all Rams trash talk predictions?
No.
Spoiler.
You hate Matthew Stafford. Go ahead. Say it. I am Tony D. I hate Matthew Stafford.
Am I going to be Am I going to be the one to break this all trash talk Rams prediction for the
Super
Bowl?
This is smoke screen.
But if there's smoke, there's fire.
He's not going to be the one.
Am I going to be the one?
Tony doesn't have the kahunas.
And do I have the coconuts to be the one to go against the Rams in this game and be the only one in this call?
You absolutely don't. No, you don't.
You're right, I don't. Go Rams. Go Rams. Go Rams. Number 9's going to bring it home, baby. Which number 9? I'm not telling you.
That being said, the Bengals do have that kind of vibe to them.
Do not sleep on the Bengals in this game.
That's why I don't think it's a 10-point game.
I hope it's not a 10-point game.
I hope it's not either. I want it to be a good game, but I don't know.
The points you bring up aren't wrong. That Bengals offensive line, I don't know how they're going to be able to contain Aaron Donald and Von Miller, especially.
Can I give a score prediction?
Sure.
It's going to be a weird score because Joe Burrow is going to get a safety because he's going to be getting chased around in the end zone. He's going to get sacked in the end zone. There's going to be a weird score, I guarantee you. It's going to be the final score. It's going to be like 12 to 20. 12 to 21. Final score. 12 to 21. Book it.
Well, forever plays.
But who's
going to
win, Eli?
Hmm?
Who's going to win, though?
The Rams are going to win.
Oh,
wait.
No.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Yeah, Yeah, you jinxed them.
It's going to be 13 to 22.
Oh. All right.
13 to 23. Final score. 13-23.
Such a weird score.
All right. 13 to 23. Scorigami. Final score.
All right. Thank you, Eli. What did you want to say, Tyler?
This is just a weird score. Such a weird score.
Eli's calling his shot. What can I say? But we're all taking Rams here. I'm not surprised, but I wasn't going to be the one to break that. You really thought I wasn't going to take Matthew Stafford in this game? Come on now. I'm going to be a wreck watching this game. Are you guys doing anything for the Super Bowl? You guys go to Super Bowl parties or anything? Do you host Super Bowl parties?
Nah, I'm going over to my buddy's house to watch the Super Bowl. Like always.
What do you usually do, Grant?
My family has a party, and then my friends just got a house, so I am currently debating which one I'm going to. I'm, like, super popular. I know. It's cool.
Grant's the cool kid. He's got a lot of different Super Bowl invitations. Eli, are you coming with me to Mike's?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Me, Eli, and Mike are going to watch the game together.
I would probably not want to sit with Eli if I was a Lions fan.
I'm literally going to – oh, my gosh.
You turn heel, like, more than a ballet dancer.
I might – he might drop kick me if something happens in this
game.
Like,
I might tombstone pile drive you into the coffee table.
No, let's not do that.
Walls of Jericho?
Oh. No,
I'm gonna put you in the wall. Holding the MVP trophy, I will put you in the walls of
I
Jericho.
Will run out the house and make sure that doesn't happen. With tears in my eyes, I will run out the house to make sure that doesn't happen.
I will RKO you onto
the
snow.
No. I will be in my car and driving as fast as I can away from Mike's house.
And your Detroit Ram shirt?
Yeah, totally.
I'm wearing my Stafford jersey. I'm just warning you. My Lions Stafford jersey.
Why you need to warn me about that?
I'm just telling you, man. Because it'll be my fault if he loses.
Well, you already jinxed him, so
I did. He's gonna lose, man. Oh my god,
he's gonna
throw three picks. Fumble. He's gonna take a bad sack. He always takes a bad sack where he could just throw it away. Oh my god.
What we think the Rams defense will do to Burrow, it's gonna be the opposite. All because of Eli, man. Oh my god. Stafford
can't move. He can't move like Burrow, man. He doesn't have wheels. Oh, McVay's play calling is gonna just be so bad. Oh my god.
By the way, Jay left to go hoop. He said, good talk, fellas. And then he put that he's going to bet a large amount of money on the Rams.
It's a big number.
It's a big number. I'm not going to say the number, but it's a big number.
So, Tony, you actually think Aaron Donald's going to win Super Bowl MVP in this game?
I think it's very possible, yes.
I do, too. But, like, after what we saw last year with – you know, what Devin White did especially. Like, they still gave it to Brady, and Brady was just kind of good enough. And
it's because it's Tom Brady. They're not going to give the Super Bowl MVP to Stafford unless he physically he has that type of game where it's like you have to give it to him.
Yeah, but I feel like Stafford's going to have one of those type of games, like almost kind of like Brady a little bit last year. Just like he's just going to be good enough. He's going to play smart, you know, but I think it's going to be really on the defense and what, you know, they do on the other side. But I feel like it's very difficult unless the quarterback like really stinks where they don't give it to the quarterback. Like the only year I could really remember a quarterback not winning the MVP was the Broncos.
Julian Edelman? Oh.
Oh, yeah, that one too. But I'm thinking it's the Broncos when Von Miller won it when they had a very bad Peyton Manning.
Speaking of wide receivers winning the Super Bowl MVP, you buying this Cooper Kupp could possibly win it?
I think it's very possible.
He could.
He could win the actual MVP of the year. I wouldn't be shocked either.
Yeah, that's true. All I know is that if Stafford actually wins the MVP, I need to run out of Mike's house. Eli's going to chase me. I need to avoid him at all costs. But that's not going to happen because Eli jinxed them and the Bengals are going to win by 20. So it is what it is. All right, good Super Bowl talk this week, boys. Super Bowl Sunday. Let's go. By the way, a quick little Lions note here. This news just broke as we're recording. Tyler, the Lions have a new OC, Ben Johnson. The expected has happened. What's your quick thoughts on that? I like it. Yeah.
I like it a lot. He was really good towards the end of the year when he got promoted to the passing game coordinator. So it's going to be interesting now to see who's going to be the play caller going into week one. Is it going to be Ben Johnson? Is it going to be Dan Campbell continuing to do what he did? That's going to be something to keep an eye out for. But as far as, you know, Ben Johnson getting a promoted role and being at least one of the guys creating the game plans, I like it a lot. He deserved it.
If Dan Campbell keeps the play calling, I'm a huge fan of it. I mean, I'm a fan of it regardless, but I would hope Dan Campbell keeps the play calling. That's why I wanted Ben Johnson to be promoted, because he was heavily involved with the offense after Dan Campbell took that play calling role. So, and it worked. I mean, Jared Goff, the numbers speak for themselves. Jared Goff looked good. He looked good when Dan Campbell took over the play calling. Ben Johnson played a role in that, and now he's
Ben
the
Johnson
OC.
Got that. Ben Johnson got that passing game going. He was a big say in that passing game once he got promoted. So, yeah, no, I think this was the expected move, and I think it's the right move. So, you know, I think it's a good move by Dan Campbell of promoting Ben Johnson, for sure.
All right, boys. Good show this week. Any final notes, Tyler?
I guess something else quick, Lions, too. You didn't mention Aubrey Pleasance getting an interview with the Vikings to potentially be a DC. So that could
bigness. Yeah, I'm terrified about that.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin O'Connell, he used to work with him in L.A. So
yeah,
that's going to be interesting because, you know, AP is one of those guys where everyone just kind of assumed he was going to step in as the Lions DC.
When
Aaron Glenn gets a job eventually, which is not going to happen this year because there's no more vacancies, but it's going to happen at some point that Aaron Glenn's going to get a head coaching job. And I think everyone was just expecting AP to kind of step into that DC role. But if AP is stolen this year, you know, that's when it gets really interesting. So
2023 defensive coordinator is going to become interesting.
So we'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. And it would suck if AP goes in the NFC North. That would suck.
Did you ever imagine that we could lose him before Aaron Glenn?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I thought Glenn would be gone first for sure.
We'll see, I guess. But nonetheless, again, gentlemen, good show this week. Go Rams. Right, Eli?
Go Rams, man. Please don't let my boy down, man. Please, Sean McVay, study, man.
You're
Sean
saying
McVay,
that as
man.
If you didn't let him down.
Me?
You jinxed him.
Oh, I let him down.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, there it is.
No, please. Just Sean McVay, man. It's going to be Sean McVay. We're all going to blame Sean McVay. And Matt Gay, too. Matt Gay is going to forget how to kick. He always does that, man. Matt Gay is guaranteed to miss two field goals in the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to lie. Matt Gay has had a few moments in the playoffs where I was like, this is not the guy I drafted for fantasy.
He's done, dude. He's done.
That 47 Pro bowler? Yarder was
Are you
bad.
Kidding me, dude? You can't that, short that, a 47
That short
47
yard field goal was like, this is not the guy I had on all my fantasy teams. Matt, what's going on here?
That was a Tampa. Yeah, that was a Tampa game. My goodness, that was terrible, dude.
That was the moment I knew the Bucs were coming back.
I mean, yeah.
Wasn't that to go up like three scores? It wasn't to go up four.
I don't
scores.
Remember, but all I do remember is that when he missed that kick, I said, "Oh no, here we go." Oh no. But yeah, good show this week, boys. Grant, any final words from you?
Buy roast umber and
oh,
be positive.
Be positive. There you go. All right, gentlemen. Have a very hopefully fun and safe Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk next week. I don't know when, because me and Tyler, we've talked about this before off the pod, but if the Rams actually do win this game, I don't know. We might need a day to just kind of
let it sink in.
Just let it sink in. So we might be talking to you again next Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know. We'll see. But nonetheless, thank you all so much for watching. Thank you, Roast Umber, for sponsoring this week's episode once again. For my entire crew, my name is Tony Nabrowski. We'll catch you all next time. Grant, end us off with another Be Positive.
Be positive.